We have a retail roundup. There's one more entertainment note here. A woman named Carly Pierce, big country star, injured.
Okay.
Injured. Do you know her? You're familiar with
her? I've heard of her, yeah.
Yeah. She is
Did she make the Lake playlist? Do we know any of her songs?
I'm going to say she does make the Lake playlist, but I don't know it.
Carly
Pierce.
Pierce.
Yes. Yeah.
Big star, rising star in country music. She's had an injury. She had to be rushed to the ER after slicing her thumb open on a glass bottle of ranch dressing following a concert in New Jersey.
I don't like glass bottles.
Who is still putting...
I'm surprised.
Dressing in glass bottles?
Well, she explains. This is Carly Pierce.
I went to open a bottle of ranch dressing that was a glass bottle. It snapped off and a piece of glass cut my thumb. All of a sudden, I thought that ketchup was running down my hand and it actually was blood. So I have to wear this bandage on stage and I'm wondering, should I bedazzle it? So the moral of the story is be careful when you're opening things and don't go, like my mother says, that I do, like a bull in a china cabinet.
I felt like they're all plastic.
Right? Organic.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's rich and she's a country star.
Really? Organic ranch?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I guarantee you she... Oh, yeah, it's a thing. Seriously. And I guarantee you that she requested organic ranch.
Organic
Some brand, ranch. Fancy brand yep. on her rider.
Yep.
Her backstage rider. I need to have my organic ranch before I can go out there.
You know what?
I can't believe no one opened the bottle for her. She must not be wealthy enough yet. She's not at that level that someone opens it for her.
A bottle of ranch.
It might say, but you never know. She could say, I want an unopened bottle.
And she
has, right, but have your agent open it, your manager.
Are you saying that Bruce Springsteen never opens a bottle of salad dressing? Somebody else opens it?
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
He doesn't even know how to open it.
What is this?
What is this? Somebody's getting fired.
You know, if he orders a sandwich, someone probably pre-chews it.
Spits it in his mouth.
Baby bird
style. So he can swallow it. Yeah, maybe that's right. She's not wealthy enough yet. She cuts her hand on. I'm glad Annie's Organic is in glass.
That's a real
bottles.
Thing?
That's in glass bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is this from your post, your trading post?
Well, they have it there, but they also have it at, you know, many grocery stores.
Oh.
Have Annie's Organic dressing.
Is it in the fridge?
No. It's out amongst the others.
Okay.
But shelf stable,
but it is in a glass bottle. And then you see some that are in the refrigerated section.
There was a dressing that I think that used to be around 25 years ago that was in a jar.
Maria's.
Mm-hmm. Is that still around?
That's still around.
It is. That's in the refrigerator, I believe.
Yep.
It was in that, like a mason jar.
Yeah, like a mason
still
jar.
Still is.
I like that. It's a different look, and I think it screams better for you.
So how easy is it to snap off the glass, opening a glass
it's very surprising.
Thing around? Does it look like a standard salad bottle?
Well, I don't know. And you heard her say that I need to stop going so hard on it.
That's a thick glass.
Yeah, I mean, so she was in there.
Going ham.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, because she said, my mom says I need to stop acting like a bull in a china shop over
it's
ranch.
It's ranch.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get into it.
What are you putting it on, carrot sticks? What are you doing?
Just snap the whole neck.
Ranch me.
Want ranch.
Dang, Carly. I don't know why this popped into my memory when we were talking about ranch, but in one of the Democratic primaries, one of the ladies, like Klobuchar, somebody was running in the primary, and she was doing a speech, impassioned speech, in front of a group of, you know, Iowans, I guess, when you know how it's early and they're... And she's up there speaking, and a woman gets up and goes right in front of her. She says, yes, ma'am, you have a question. And the woman said, I need some ranch. And
it was
right behind her.
Yes.
You're just blocking it.
You're blocking the ranch. Yeah, if you just hurry, wrap things up, I need to get some ranch.
And the woman was just standing there like, you know,
we need to fight
to defeat this. Donald Trump, we can't have this. And
I'm going to need that ranch.
I don't think it was Klobuchar, but it was somebody. It was a woman.
Yeah.
I don't remember her name who did that. KFC is bringing back two fan favorite items. Biggie, maybe you can speak on these.
Okay.
Potato wedges.
Yeah. You know me. I know it's hard to believe. I'm not a big fry fan, and I'm definitely not a big potato wedges fan.
Sure, Jan.
Too thick.
Sure. That is the best thing on the menu at KFC.
Oh, you're like a...
The wedge?
The potato
Are
wedge.
You kidding me? The best.
They're Apparently, it's been gone for 5 years, and it's back coming up next Monday. And they're for a limited time. Used to be a menu staple, they said. Mm-hmm. But 5 years ago, was in 2020. Was it a COVID-related thing where they couldn't get good potatoes?
Well, we were paring down menus back then.
We were. That's right. But not French fries. You know, it was like lettuce and stuff.
Yeah.
They didn't have their salads. But anyway, they are bringing back the potato wedges. A fan favorite. Chris Dim says best thing on the menu at KFC. And they're bringing back, you won't care about this, their hot and spicy wings.
Now, those I can speak on.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we have it covered.
Yeah. Those I can speak on.
Yes.
I always thought those were really, really good. If you're somebody that likes a crunchy wing that's unsauced.
Oh, are they unsauced?
They're unsauced. They're just like the hot and spicy is in the batter. Okay. I always thought it was kind of... Now, I normally like just a classic sauced buffalo wing, mm-hmm. but those were always good to me.
Now, is this a boneless wing?
Nope. Bone in.
They're having a special, by the way, starting next month. 20 wings for $20. It's a good deal.
NFL, baby.
Good deal. Yeah, NFL. In fact, it starts on NFL opening day. Yep.
I will say they were always fairly small.
All right.
So I don't know if that's 20 for 20. If you're going to tell me 20 for 15.
What would 20 at Wingstop go for?
Wingstop, they're running 20 for 20 right now, too. But
really?
Yeah, but that's a good size wing. Was.
They're running 20 for 20 over at Wingstop?
Lemon pepper wing?
I saw some advertisement was like, get 20 for 20.
Get out of my face. You're kidding me. That's a great deal.
Well, $1 a wing right now is a good deal.
Who else are the big wing joints?
Well, East Coast Wings.
East Coast, here.
Yeah.
And then Buffalo Wild. Buffalo, Wild,
yeah. B-Dub.
Yeah, B-Dub.
And I can tell you.
What's 20 cost there?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll tell you, though, wings are expensive for places to buy. It's not just, and I can speak on this working at Marco's.
Pizza place with wings.
Yeah, and people always say, why are the wings so expensive? Well, believe me, there's not that much of a markup. They are expensive to buy.
Mm-hmm. I remember when coming out of COVID, people were saying that wing prices had gone up, and it's because getting them was very difficult.
Yeah, it was getting, and now it's just, I think it's still somewhat difficult, and just the prices of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to breed birds for large breasts because people like turkey breast, chicken breast meat.
Yeah,
are they breeding birds with different wings now?
It may be.
Or can you get a good chicken breast for a Chick-fil-A sandwich and then send the wings over to Buffalo Wild Wings from the same bird?
That'd be a great partnership, wouldn't it? Let's do, you know, KFC gets the wings or Buffalo Wild Wings or whoever, and Chick-fil-A gets the breast.
Split the bird.
Have no idea. I don't know how that works. But I always feel like, because the little drummies are so small, you know, I always feel like that's a special type of bird. I'm sure we've been told before what type of bird they use. Might be a pullet. Okay, so.
Or a pigeon.
Okay.
What's cheap and plentiful?
Well, definitely pigeons. KFC says those wings are returning by obsessive demand. Following years of petitions and social media requests, they've been gone for 2 years. They're coming back.
It was one of their best menu items.
That's great marketing. You know, you take it away, then you bring it back by popular demand.
Tracy, you're talking about those spicy wings. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. So the KFC spicy wings, I particularly prefer a non-sauced wing. Mm-hmm. And I'm always suspicious of boneless wings. I don't think that it's real meat because chicken should have bones in it. Yep. But anyway, they are fantastic. They're crispy. They've got just the right amount of spice to them to where they don't just burn your mouth off, but you know there's something there. The other thing, too, is that to Biggie's point, they are smaller than some of those other wings. I'm suspicious of really big wings also, mm-hmm. because to me, those look like cat paws.
Mm-hmm.
They're just way too freaking big, okay? Because if you think about it, if you put that size wing, like those Buffalo Wild Wings or the wing size, if you literally like assemble the chicken with a wing that big, you wouldn't, if it was whole in the store, you wouldn't buy it.
No, it's a big wish. She's right.
She's right. They can't be too suspiciously big.
They're freakishly large.
Yeah.
I love her style. Inside the numbers on these things. Thank you, Tracy. And she's with you, Biggie. Appreciate you listening, Tracy. She's with you on those KFC wings.
They really are good.
Mm-hmm. She likes those very
much. Don't depend on sauce for flavor.
Don't have to in mm-hmm. those cases. Like a dry rub.
And she didn't think boneless is meat.
No, she didn't think. She didn't trust boneless. She doesn't trust them if they're too big.
That is an interesting
thought.
Or too
saucy.
Or too saucy.
Well, see, our friend BB Shea's in the camp of boneless wings or chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
We've had that debate with him before.
Yeah.
But I've never thought about it not being real chicken.
Yeah.
Well, that's just an accusation.
Right. That is not confirmed. I'm never suspicious of any food I eat. I just eat it. You know, that's funny.
You just eat it.
Yeah, she says that. I'm like, boy, I never raise my antenna up for anything, mm-hmm. really. If it's on the plate, I will eat it. We mentioned this a few weeks ago. Cracker Barrel is revamping stores across the nation. They're finished with 40 different stores. Remember they were saying they wanted
a younger crowd.
They're going more online. They're kind of updating the look. It's not so much antique anymore, and they are changing to where you can scan a QR code to do your bill right there at the table instead of having to go out front to pay, which Biggie said would cost them because that's where you buy your calendars and that kind of stuff, your big checkers. Well, they're getting some backlash on it now. A lot of folks are upset with how it looks. The redesign plan updated so far in 40 stores. The brown wall decor is now white, modern lighting, organized shadow boxes of antiques, and some customers say this is bland. This is not the Cracker Barrel I grew up with.
The early indicator, I've not seen one firsthand, but the early indicators I've seen are major thumbs down.
Yep, I do.
On the rebrand,
I do too. But Cracker Barrel says if you read that junk on social media, yeah, where all these people are squawking off about how bad it looks, they say when we're in the stores, by and large, overwhelmingly positive reaction, saying it looks cleaner, brighter, neater, and more modern, and people love it. Now, that's what they say they get word of mouth online. What you just said is exactly right. Big, major thumbs down. Major change like that is always jarring. You know?
Yeah, true. And it is true. I will go with Cracker Barrel that a lot of times your online complainers are people who haven't stepped foot into the place.
Yeah,
you know, they're just guaranteed reading it. And going.
It's impossible. They're only 40.
Yeah, that's right. Only 40 so far. It's a 3-year project to do every one of them in the country. So that's a great, you know, a lot of times people.
But if you were to the other side of that coin is, let's say Biggie, you and Chris Kelly come in for lunch, and I'm the manager at Cracker Barrel. How was your lunch today, guys?
You'd say great.
What do you think of the new look? Love it.
Love it.
In person, you say what they want to hear.
It's face to face.
Online, believe me.
Now, unless you fill out an anonymous survey, which they might be asking people.
But even that, I think you're more likely to go online and vent on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, look, nobody's going to come up to me and say, your nose hairs look like a Hitler mustache, and you still haven't trimmed them. But online, all I get is you look like you can swing.
Well, I said it.
I know. Well, you yes, but you're.
And if you're just joining us, he's not growing that on purpose.
That's right.
No. You better take care of that before New York.
Yeah.
I can't go to. They won't let me through the airport. I cannot.
Sir, you've been flagged.
Every night, I think about it every morning, and then I just walk out the house, and I don't.
Yeah.
Today, I was halfway here. It's like, oh, darn.
Daggone nose. So they're going to get you in the meeting today.
Oh, they're
going to side it. That's how you got caught the first time. Maybe we'll get an updated photo
of
the new
mask
length.
On. There's still a few up there.
Boy, then they'll really talk about raising a red flag. I wear a COVID mask around that table today.